The state's complaint says that in 1998, Kohler's manufacturing plant in Sheboygan County pumped out too much particulate, or fine particle matter, from a scrap metal furnace. The state alleges the plumbing and engine manufacturer also failed for 6 years to sample, analyze, and file quarterly reports on its burning of some fuel oil in its boilers. Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager says the alleged violations harmed air quality.
One of the things about which we are concerned, particularly in southeast Wisconsin, is the amount of particulate matter and how that's impacting in terms of our ozone non-attainment area, our ability to operate industry in a way that's clean and doesn't contribute to health risks among citizens.
Lautenschlager says because Kohler apparently failed to keep track of some emissions, the exact potential harm to local residents is hard to calculate, but she calls the risk unacceptable. Kohler denies that it failed to report on its fuel oil burning or that it broke the law on particulate emissions. Company environmental manager Paul Kubicek says the disagreement is over how the pounds per hour emissions limits were calculated.
The state has one position that they're taking and we have another position, and the limits that we think are the applicable limits are different.
Kubicek declines to confirm the Justice Department's claim that the two sides had negotiations prior to the filing of the lawsuit. If Kohler is found in violation, the state's recommending the company install extensive pollution control devices. Attorney General Lautenschlager says the state has been averaging about 100 environmental enforcement cases per year. She says she isn't sure how many actions have been taken since her term began in January. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.